This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Three people have died after a devastating roof collapse of an under-construction godown at Taratala area of Kolkata today. Contact has been established with the trapped people inside the debris, and water and oxygen have been provided by the rescue team. Efforts are underway to rescue them. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari visited the spot and inspected the site. Suvendu Adhikari informed the media a report would be prepared by the Kolkata Municipal Corporation, KMC, for the incident. He said a detailed information would be provided involving the Taratala accident tomorrow in the assembly. The session of the assembly is underway in Kolkata. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has concluded a series of meetings with US Trade Representative Ambassador Jamie Sun Greer and his delegation in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said they reviewed the progress of the ongoing India-US trade discussions and explored avenues to further deepen economic partnership between both the countries. He also appreciated Ambassador Greer's leadership and the sustained efforts of both teams in advancing the discussions in a constructive and forward-looking manner. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Director of National Security of the South Korea, Wee Sung-la, this evening. In a social media post, the minister said that they had a useful exchange of strategic assessments on global developments and the Indo-Pacific. Earlier today, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of deepening India-South Korea ties amid a challenging global environment, saying that countries with shared values and mutual trust need to work together more closely. In his opening remarks during the meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun in Seoul, he stressed that the current international situation makes cooperation among trusted partners more important than ever. The BRICS Heads of Space Agencies Meeting 2026 concluded in Bengaluru today under India's chairmanship. Minister of State for Science and Technology in Space Jitendra Singh attended the valedictory session and highlighted India's growing role in global space initiatives. Speaking to the media, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said, the two-day meeting brought together 26 delegates from 10 countries, along with representatives from ISRO, InSpace and the Department of Space. He said discussions focused on the use of remote sensing satellite constellations for socio-economic development, particularly in disaster management and climate change monitoring. Delegates also discussed sustainable space operations and debris-free mission management. Oman has announced the opening of a temporary maritime corridor through the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. It marked a significant step towards restoring commercial shipping and easing a maritime crisis that has left thousands of seafarers stranded in the Gulf. The Omani government said the initiative was developed in coordination with the United Nations International Maritime Organization, or IMO, to facilitate the safe movement of vessels through the waterway following months of disruption linked to regional conflict. India and Russia are working to further enhance their bilateral trade with a target of reaching $100 billion by the year 2030. Speaking at the 12th Primakov Readings Forum in Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov described India as one of the world's fastest-growing economies and highlighted its vast potential. He also termed the India-Russia relationship as a privileged partnership strengthened through cooperation in various international organizations. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has issued a revised advisory for Indian nationals in view of the improving security situation in the country. In the light of recent positive developments and improvements in the overall situation, the embassy advised Indian nationals to contemplate about travelling to Iran. In Arunachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall and flash floods have caused widespread damages at Nipko Colony in Posa Yazali under K.E. Panyur district today. As per the latest reports, four people are missing. As per the latest reports, authorities have not yet confirmed any casualty as they are assessing the extent of the damage. Further details are awaited. Head of Project NEEPCO has informed that 17 persons have sustained injuries, including three in critical condition. In the FIFA World Cup, Canada will take on Switzerland in Group B match at Vancouver in Canada tonight at 12:30 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.